Good evening. It is a great joy to welcome you to the Christmas Eve service tonight. It is a wonderful thing to see your faces, some that we recognize and some that are new to us. All of you are precious to God, and we love you. We're glad you're here. Tonight, we just want to celebrate the coming of the Christ child once again. And we do that in many ways, through word and song, through prayer, through giving. We have benefited this season from some beautiful poinsettias. And I want to invite you, if you have been either the beneficiary of a gift of a poinsettia or given the poinsettia, to take it home tonight after the service. We want you to have them, and so we are blessed. Finally, we are going to be having the lighting of candles during the singing of Silent Night. And I just want to remind you that if you have a lit candle, please hold it straight up and down. And then if you're getting the light, then turn your candle sideways. That way you won't drip on your neighbor, and it'll be a joyful experience. Let us now worship the Lord. Now to invite the Thornberry family to come and lead us in our Advent reading.
Mm-hmm. The coming of the Christ child has brought us love, joy, peace, and hope. Tonight, we celebrate his birth with the lighting of the Christ candle. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, on this Christmas Eve, we gather together around a lowly manger in Bethlehem to celebrate with joy and thanksgiving the birth of your Son, Jesus Christ. We rejoice with one another that the culmination of our Advent journey marks not an ending, but the promise of a new beginning for all of humankind. We gaze into the face of a tiny baby and see the Savior for a troubled world. We fall on our knees with praise and adoration that you would send your Son to live among us. We humbly offer to you the gift of ourselves in grateful response for the love that was born tonight. Take our hands and lead us step by step from a manger in Bethlehem to proclaim with the angels all over the earth, joy to the world, Christ has come. Christ has come indeed. Amen.
Please take out your hymnals and open to number 246 and stand and join in singing Joy to the World, number 246.
You may be seated. I appreciate those who are serving tonight as ushers and sound folks and even page turners over there. I want to just take one moment to speak to you about the offering this evening. The offering this evening is going to support two different groups. One is a group that are pretty much strangers to us. We have, over this last year, had over 1,000 people come to our church and receive clothing and toiletries, shoes, and kind words through our King's Clothesline, appropriately named after Jesus Christ, the King. And so the last clothesline, we were able to give all of the toiletries out and many of the clothing, also some coats for the children. And so we're pretty much cleaned out. So tonight, half of the offering will go to replenish things that are have been given away for the clothesline. The other half is going to a family of our own. We have a family that has had unexpected medical this season, and we want to just bless them. We want to bless them with giving to just lift them up and help them to know that they are truly loved by this church. So whatever you give, just know that it's going to help some that you've never met before and some who are a part of our church family. Let us pray. Holy God, touch these gifts tonight and make them a true blessing. Make them a blessing to those who come through this door in such great need, and make them a blessing to the family that is so near and dear to our hearts. Use these gifts tonight, Lord God, and multiply them. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Your hymnals again and open to number 217 and join in singing Away in a Manger, number 217.
like to invite the children, and especially our cheering section there, to come to the altar now for a children's message. Yes, thank you for helping me. Anybody else? Yes, that is great. Thank you. Bring them. That's great. All right. Thank you. It was so good to see the children tonight. Hi back there. Come on. There's plenty of time. Yeah. I'm so happy that you're here. It means the world. Come on, guys. Come on in closer, okay? You need to be able to see. Thank you for coming. Oh, I'm so glad to see you. Now, I'm going to need your help tonight because I need to know what's the most important thing about Christmas. What's the most important thing? It's Jesus' birthday. What would you say?
It's about family.
It's about family. It is about family. Look at the family here. It's awesome. Well, I want you to turn around and look at this manger scene. Can you turn around and look? What do you see? What do you notice about the manger scene? Jesus is missing. And a lot of times, Jesus is missing in Christmas. We get in such a hurry. We want to eat lots of candy. We want to open lots of presents. Sometimes we just forget Jesus, don't we? Yeah, but I need your help. Okay, I want everybody who can walk well to follow me, and we're going to go get Jesus. The rest of you, we'll meet you back here in just a minute. Okay, come on, girls, let's go. Would you carry Jesus back for me? Let's go. Go run back to the front. Okay, buddy, run back. Run back. Let's go. Come on. Run back. Woo! All right. Very good. Oh, would you put Jesus in the center where Jesus belongs? Now, does that seem better? Yes, you all like that, right? Jesus belongs in the center of Christmas. And Jesus is the reason that we're here tonight, right? And he is the reason that we do give gifts to each other, just like the wise men gave, right? Yes, he's the reason that we sing and that we're happy and that we're joyful, right? Which makes me want to just give him all the praise. So let's just take a minute and pray to Jesus, okay? You ready? Dear Jesus, thank you for coming into the world. Thank you for being what Christmas is all about. Now that makes me want to give you something because you've been such good helpers. And these are your little gifts because you are loved by this church. You're important to us and you are important to Jesus. He loves you very, very, very much. Here you go. Yeah. One for you. One for you. Merry Christmas. Merry, merry, merry Christmas. I haven't forgotten you, young man. There you go. Now, did everybody get one?
Yeah.
Okay, you can look at them in your seats. Thank you for helping me. Merry Christmas. That was a lot of fun. Good luck, parents. Our message today, tonight, comes from a scripture that is familiar to us. And in fact, some of you heard it this morning. But for me and for my family, it never gets old. It is our tradition to read from Luke 2 every Christmas. In those days, a decree went out from the Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinus was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged, and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in bands of cloth, and laid him in the manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find the child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those with whom he finds favor." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing which has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God. Christmas means different things to different people. You heard from the children, it means family. And to some, the wonder of Christmas is about bright lights and Christmas trees. And to others, it's about gathering with family and with friends and exchanging presents. But for those of us who follow Jesus Christ, the wonder of Christmas is about the birth of our Savior. And so at Christmas, we focus on the nativity scene, the manger that held the precious Christ child. It was no accident that Jesus was born among animals and placed in a manger. It was no accident that Jesus devoted himself to serving others. It was no accident that he confronted the dark forces of this world. That was our Savior's MO. The Bible tells us that this child of Bethlehem is none other than the omnipotent God himself, born in a manger. If we just read from Philippians 2:6, we see, "Though he was God, he did not think of equality with God as something to cling to. Instead, he gave up his own divine privileges. He took the humble position of a servant and was born a human being. When he appeared in human form, he humbled himself in obedience to God, and he died a criminal's death on the cross. Therefore, God elevated him to a place of highest honor and gave him a name above all names, that every knee should bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is King. And under God, he serves to the glory of the Father." The Lord Jesus Christ deserves all of our praise tonight, all of it. And he deserves our humble service as well. I've met many people in the years of my ministry that reflect Christ to me. And last Christmas, I had a very wonderful, wonderful opportunity, because I was able to go and sit in Betty and Furman Norris's home and look at their Christmas tree and share just some wonderful time with them. During the time that I was visiting with them, I happened to mention that I love nativities. I know I share that with many of you. And many of you collect nativities from all over, just like I have. And tonight on the altar, we have a nativity from Honduras and one from Zambia, Africa, one from Bangladesh, another made locally with some stones, and the one that came from Israel, and then the one that my brother, who was a child himself, gave me for Christmas. But I'm not sure that any of them mean more to me than the one that Furman Norris gave to me last Christmas. We were sitting there quietly sharing our Christmas memories, and he said, "Tamlin, there's something I want to give to you." And he pulled out a nativity. Now, this one, I think, comes from Kazakhstan, and it had been given to him by a friend as well. Wonderful camels and a king, some sheep. Oh, these kings are great. I love them. Each one unique and special. Oh, a little lamb. More kings. I don't think this was three kings. Oh, here's the angel singing glory to God. And the star. And of course, Mary and Joseph. But the most important, the baby Jesus, the center of Christmas, the center of Furman's life, the center of Betty's life. And God be praised, I hope tonight and always, the center of your life. Manger scenes remind us of what Christmas is all about when the world tells us, you can't put your nativity up in the city square anymore. You can't use the word Christmas in a department store. Maybe this year we're allowed to. You have to get so busy that you don't have time for Jesus. But all of that is a lie. Because the truth is that the baby was born for you and for your salvation. And that changes our lives. It changes who we are and how we serve. I read a story that just touched my heart. And it was something that occurred after the Iron Curtain fell. When communism came crashing down. The full extent of the evil that had occurred behind the curtain became known. An American named Will Fish volunteered to go to Moscow with another American and work with the orphans who had been abused and abandoned and left in the care of a government-run program. They share the story in a special Christmas experience that they had. And they wrote an article called A Russian Christmas Story for Always. They write, as the Christmas season was approaching, they prepared to show the traditional Christmas story to the orphans, the one that I've just shared with you from the scriptures. Some of the orphans were hearing this story for the very first time. They told him about Mary and Joseph traveling to Bethlehem and finding no room in the inn. They explained that Jesus was born in a stable and placed in a manger. The children and the workers of the orphanage sat attentively, listening very carefully, listening in amazement. When they finished telling the story, they gave each of the children 3 pieces of cardboard and asked them to make a simple little manger. They also gave each child a small square cut from a napkin to be the baby Jesus. As Will, one of the visiting folks, walked among the children to see if they needed help, he came to a little boy named Misha, who appeared to be about 6 years old. Noticing that Misha's manger had not one, but 2 babies in it, he called for a translator to ask the little boy about it. Though he had heard the Christmas story just once, Misha accurately relayed what happened until he came to the part where Mary put the baby Jesus in the manger. Then he began to ad lib a bit. And he said, "And when Maria laid the baby in the manger, Jesus looked at me and asked me if I had a place to stay. I told him, 'I have no mama and I have no papa, so I don't have any place to stay.' Then Jesus told me I could stay with him. But I told him I couldn't because I didn't have a gift to give him like everybody else did. But I wanted to stay with Jesus so much, so I thought maybe if I kept him warm, that would be a good gift. So I asked Jesus, 'If I keep you warm, will that be a good enough gift?' And Jesus told me, 'If you keep me warm, then that will be the best gift anybody could give me.' So I got into the manger, and then Jesus looked at me and told me I could stay with him for always. This little orphan found someone who would never abandon him nor abuse him. Someone who would stay with him forever and for always. It's amazing how vulnerable and approachable God makes himself for us. He's not hiding somewhere. He's right here waiting for us to find him for always. God wants us to come to the manger. These are some of the most beautiful words ever written. To me, they are the most beautiful. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room in the inn. I ask you tonight, is there room for Jesus in your heart? Not only tonight, not only tomorrow, Christmas Day, not only when we end this year and start the new year, but always, is there room in your hearts? Amen.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of the dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error. appeared, and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn.
After Furman gave me the nativity, Furman went on to be with Jesus forever. That is our hope. That is our desire. That the baby who came to live with us would be there to greet us when we come to live with him. Let us sing joyfully of the birth of the child in this silent, holy night.
Your lyrics are printed on your bulletin. If you would please stand and join in singing.
See?
Brothers and sisters, may Christ be the center of your Christmas. Go now with joy. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Amen.